Well, Declan, it was really a trip down memory lane, a who's who of Donegal sport, a lovely evening, and you could tell by the buzz afterwards, people really appreciated the 1976 Sports Star Awards, the very first year it was held. The Milford Inn was the venue, completely different times than we live in now. Who was to know what was going to happen and how these awards were to grow? And people, as I say, appreciated. So at the launch here, in the Mount Errigal Hotel, a lovely occasion. You went through the winners from that year, and it's really a case of jogging many, many memories. And I suppose it was appropriate that the very first one on the list from that year, Athletics, Danny McDade.
Yes, indeed. I suppose Danny McDade has been a legend in Donegal sport. And Athletics, I suppose, alphabetically is the first category when you come to an award. So Danny was the winner in the first year. And of course, he was away on international duty. So his wife, Kathleen, came and accepted the award on his behalf. And that made her the first person to actually physically pick up an award. And that's the reason that we decided to ask Kathleen to formally launch the awards tonight. And as you can see, she was delighted. And Danny and Kathleen have been great supporters of the awards. I think they've virtually been ever present over the last 50 years.
And then on through the other awards from 1976, and a lovely momentum for people to take home. Tell us a little bit about what they were presented with tonight.
Yes, it's a little wooden presentation with an image of the medallion. And it was something new, and it was... The idea came through, obviously, through the committee, but in particular Darren Nash, who'd done a lot of work on it. And I think it's a nice sort of memento for the 76 winners. They have their medallions from 76, so this is lovely now, 50 years on. And we had 18 winners in 1976. Chris, one category was, so we had 17 categories. One was a joint winner, the two Marie Kelly and Margaret Gallagher. So when you fast forward to 2025, I think we have something like 37 categories. So that just shows you the way things have changed over the years. But listen, there's been ups and downs too with any awards. But I mean, I suppose, as you know yourself, over the last decade or so, the turnouts at the awards have been absolutely unbelievable. But listen, it started in 1976, and the people that had the foresight and the vision and the determination to get it up and running, I mean, that was some job in 1976. And I mean, you couldn't be but impressed by the organising committee, the way that they were able to pick the winners in those years. I mean, it's much easier nowadays with social media and so much media coverage of sport. But, I mean, the people that won awards that year definitely deserve to win them.
Yeah. And nice looking back at some of the award winners from 76, just going through them here. Badminton, the late Yul Blair. Obviously, he was involved in hockey as well, and at badminton excelled.
Yes. I mean, Yul was an outstanding sports person, be it in badminton, hockey, and I think he was quite a good golfer as well. And he gave a lot back to the sport as well as a coach, and also as an administrator, especially in hockey, and he went on to umpire at Ulster level as well. A great sportsman, and sadly passed away a couple of years ago.
John Gillespie from Letterkenny, back in 76, he won the boxing title, and I know, as you reflected on his career, he was even punching above his weight, literally.
Absolutely, yeah. As I said, it was a nice anecdote there. John was telling me he won the national boxing, Garda boxing title in 76. And in 78, he was back in the national stadium for the final. He was a lightweight, but for whatever reason, he was in against a heavyweight, and I think he gave him a good contest, but ultimately failed. But John Gillespie was a fine boxer and a really tough competitor.
Camogie, Veronica McAteer, I think she was from Leash originally, up here in Letterkenny, obviously did a lot for the game at the time.
Yeah, I mean, Veronica came from a strong Camogie background. She had been very successful with UCD. It was on a 3-in-a-row team there before she came to Letterkenny. She got involved with the senior ladies team in Letterkenny, but it was at schools level that she made her mark too. She brought a team to an Ulster title in her first couple of years. And she also, with Anne Carroll, set up a Camogie League in the school, which was the academy for great successes on the Camogie field for a number of Loretto Letterkenny schools over the years.
And the Clay Pigeon Shooting Award in 76 went to the late John McCrossan, who was a competitor at the highest of levels.
He was. John competed for Ireland a number of times. I mean, he had a huge, huge involvement in clay pigeon shooting, both as a competitor and also as an organiser and also as an administrator in terms of competitions. But I mean, he was hugely successful. He won the Donegal League in 1976, and that's what got him the award that year.
And the cycling category that year went to Lifford's Tommy Burns.
Yeah, Tommy Burns was an outstanding cyclist. He started back in the 1956 taking part in the Donegal and a huge Donegal event. He went on then in 1960 to go to Birmingham, where he competed against Olympic cyclists. And he came back home again then. And I think, I suppose, as he was telling me himself, the competition and the training that he got in Birmingham left him virtually invincible when he came back here to Donegal. And he was actually competing in Masters events up until 5 years ago.
And the Gaelic Football Award that year, Andy Curran from Ballybuffet, who many people, looking back at his career, he was right up there.
Andy Curran was one of Donegal's best ever defenders, and he was on the first county team to win an Ulster title in 72, and he was back in 74. And as I said in there, Brian McAniff said he would have named him on the best 15 players that he played against during his career.
Now, the golf category that year was won by Father Brendan McBride.
Yeah, Father Brendan McBride was a top-notch golfer. And some people would have said that if he hadn't gone into the priesthood, he could have been a professional golfer. Father Brendan, over a decade, had a number of huge successes in terms of the west of Ireland and in a number of different competitions. So, I mean, in 76, he was not at his peak, but he was certainly playing very well, and that got him the title that year.
The Hall of Fame Award that year went to somebody and a name that's synonymous, I suppose, with hockey, particularly when you mention Rafo.
Yes, Tom Eaton. Tom Eaton was the driving force behind, or one of the driving force behind the formation of the Rafo Club in the early 70s. And he was there right through for a long number. He played on teams. And when the club briefly folded, it was Tom who was there getting the club back up and running again. And the Eatons have a strong, very strong association with the awards, because his son Richard won the hockey award in 1985, and then in 2019 his granddaughter Cara won the best sports girl at primary school level. So yeah, they have a strong link with the awards, and great memories.
Now, we've mentioned the handball, Moira Kelly and Margaret Gallagher from Falkara. That was a joint award that year, so that's they both excelled, and that was a time when the sport was stronger then than it is now.
Yeah, handball in those years, Falkara was the strong club, and they produced a number of national champions, and among them was Moira Kelly and Margaret Gallagher. They won an under-16 national doubles title that year. But I mean, there was a number of other over the years there was a number of other competitors from Falkara who won sports star awards here because of their success at national level.
The hockey award was won by Ed Moore from Letterkenny, who was also well known in other sports.
Yes, I mean, Ed excelled in hockey in the 70s. 1976, he was the Rafo Senior Player of the Year. He went on then to represent Ulster twice, 2 years in a row. So he was playing at a very high level in hockey, but he was also a very fine soccer player. And he was good enough to play or involved with Finn Harps for a short time under Ewan Busty Blake. He played junior soccer then with Arcade when they started in the league. He went on to Bonagee and Letterkenny Rovers. And he was a man that gave back a lot to football, because he went on to referee then for probably more than 20 years.
Now, the Hurling Award went to Frank Harrigan from Burt.
Yeah, Frank won. He was a key man on the Burt team. They won the county title in 76. And Frank went on or was playing with the county at that team, and was on the county team for a number of years. A very good halfback and an outstanding player over a number of years.
Motorsport's always been strongly linked with the Sports Star Awards, and in 76, Kerry Keel's Robert Ward took the honours then.
Yes, Robert Ward was a man that was involved in the foundations of rallying in Donegal, and he was involved in the first rally that ever took place in 1972, involved in organising. He also took part in it. He was also successful in terms of his rallying. And as I said in there, he came second in a circuit of Ireland, and he was also won a Galway event. And back home, he set a record time on Knockalla in 1975. Robert Ward gave a lot back to motorsport, and he was a deserving winner in 76, and it was lovely to see him there this evening at 89 years of age.
Now, the Rugby Award went to Michael Jemison, who was very much involved with Letterkenny Rugby Club in its early days.
Yeah, Letterkenny Rugby Club was only formed in 1973. Michael Jemison came there shortly afterwards. He had played rugby in the north. He was from Belfast. So he was a very good addition to a new club that was competing at Ulster level. He played in a couple of different positions, and he served the club well. He was captain in 1976, and he played on for another few years. And he was another man that gave back to our sport, because he went on to referee right across Ulster for a number of years.
And Letterkenny's Pat Bonner won the Snooker Award in 76.
Yes, Pat got introduced to snooker when he came to Letterkenny first, down at the CYMS club. He would have had a lot of success with the CYMS club and the Northwest League in Derry, which was based in Derry. And he also would have reached the latter stages of Ulster competitions and also national competitions.
The Soccer Award went to one of the greatest ever fan of the United players, and a man who probably could have played at a higher level.
James Doherty was a highly regarded player. He was a midfielder who many would have said could have played cross-channel, and as I said in there, he was in England for a brief while, and over there he was spotted by Coventry City and was asked to go for trial but declined. But I suppose Coventry's loss was Fannett United's gain, because he was a huge player for them. And as well as playing, he managed them. And I suppose the big success for him, in an era which has now gone with the Summer Cups, was the 1984 Summer Cup, Bonkrana Cup. It was the only time that Fannett United ever won it. So he certainly has that to his belt as well.
And finally, Declan, the last of the winners from 76, in alphabetical order, it was tennis, and Anne McCafferty from Stranorlar.
Anne McCafferty, and I've been talking to a number of people who would have played tennis in that era, was one of the top players from Stranorlar. She would have had a lot of success in Donegal, and that took her across the border then in Northern Ireland. She won multiple titles across the north and down south, and she won a Sports Star Award again sometime later. She was also excellent in golf and was part of a very successful Stranorlar golf team that won a national title.